Hello, 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 world. This is your host, Talia the Mogul, with the Talia the Mogul podcast. It has been so long since I made a podcast. Not forever, but it's been way too long for me personally, and I don't like it. I got a little bit off track because I had so many different things going on with my agency and with, you know, a few other projects I have going on. And, you know, it's all been good, all good distractions, you know. But nevertheless, I still definitely want to be consistent with the content that I put on this podcast. So I am going to make the commitment and hold me to it. I'm going to commit myself to putting out consistent podcast, okay, for you guys. I'm going to do at least 2 a week, all right? So hold me to that. My ultimate goal, I want to be able to do at least 1 a day, but at the very least, I'm going to do at least 2 new podcast episodes per week for you guys. I miss y'all so much. I appreciate the love and the shout outs from you guys that I've been getting too. The response and the feedback has been amazing. And I just want to let you guys know that I really do appreciate it, man. This is just everything that I dreamed of, part of the things that I prayed and meditated on, finally coming to fruition. Recently did a PBA event out in Chicago last weekend. My very first time in Chicago, by the way. Shout out to Chi-Town and the students at SAE Institute in Chicago. You guys were awesome. Thank y'all for the warm welcome. Thank you for being so interactive, so engaged, and just willing to get up there and show us what you got, man. Y'all have some phenomenal talent out there, both artists and producers. So huge shout out again to Chicago, and especially all you guys that came out to the PBA event at SAE Institute in Chicago. And thank you so much to the school for allowing us to do the event there. We really, really do appreciate that. It's coming from me and the rest of the PBA crew. So thank you guys so much. But so I went to Chicago, had a great time out there. We had some of the famous Chicago style pizza. Now, I'm not going to say the name of the place that we went to, but I wasn't particularly impressed with the pizza that I got. The dough tasted like, I don't know, some kind of cornbread mix, and then they just threw the sauce and the cheese on it. I just wasn't impressed at all. Maybe it was just that particular spot. Again, not going to say their name to save the embarrassment, but I did not like it, okay? And as a result, no tip was given. And the waitress was great, but I didn't give a tip because, you know, I expect the quality of my food to also be on point, and that it was not. So, other than that, though, we went up, and shout out to Queen. We went to a popcorn place. I think it's called Garrett's Popcorn. I believe Chicago is known for Garrett's Popcorn. Pretty awesome popcorn, man. I think I still have some left, but of course it's not as good when you save it over time for a few days as it is when it's fresh. But I got the caramel. I believe she got the mix of the caramel and the cheddar. Really, really good. I mean, we went in there and I think they were going to close in like 10 or 15 minutes. Excuse me. So we literally just made it to Garrett's Popcorn before they closed. And it must be pretty good because, I mean, even with 10 to 15 minutes of closing, people piled up in there and there was just this long line to the door all of a sudden. No one was in there when we got there, but I'm telling you, I feel like whenever I go somewhere, I have this energy that I carry with me that just says, come to wherever Talia is. And all of a sudden, there's a long line behind me. It's pretty funny. People who hang out with me a lot, they've noticed it too. It's really interesting, kind of scary, but anyway, it was great. Excuse me, you guys, I'm so sorry. I'm actually still coughing up some of that mucus. When I got back from Chicago, I actually had a cold for the rest of the week, so I plan on hopping right back on my podcast episodes when I got back in from Chicago, but unfortunately, I came down with a little bit of a cold. I had a really irritated sore throat. then I was really stuffy for a couple days, and then, you know the process of a cold, you know, everything has to, you know, just run its course. But so now I'm at the end of the course where you're just coughing up all that extra mucus that accumulated while you were sick. So again, I'm sorry about that, you guys. But anyway, going back to Chicago, man, y'all were awesome. I had a great time. We explored. We were in the heart of downtown Chicago, I believe. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It was really cold and windy, though. But we had a really good time. So again, you know, shout out to Chicago, the SAE students, and the PBA crew. I really appreciate you guys, and thank y'all so much for having us. So we got some good news while we were in Chicago as well. While we were doing the event, the founder, Chu, he actually spoke with one of the school administrators who, you know, wants us out at the LA campus. So we will be in Los Angeles on June 29th, bringing the event out there. I believe that's on a Friday. Correct me if I'm wrong, but yes, June 29th, Friday, we will be doing our event out in the Los Angeles area. Anyone who's in the Los Angeles area that's listening, please let me know if you want to come. I probably should get some water. Yeah, but anyway, please let me know if you want to come, if you want to hang out with us, if you want to meet us, and we definitely would be interested in having you guys come out. So sorry, you guys. This is really embarrassing. But let me just get a drink of water right quick. But again, you know, we will be in Los Angeles. What do they call it? The Sunshine State, or is that Florida? Yes, I apologize for that, you guys. I'm back. Feeling a lot better. All right, so let's get back into this. So the message that I wanted to put out is, I was watching this video with Monique and her husband, Sid, I believe his name is. And with these two, I really like listening to them because they have a very interesting point of view on things. And I agree with a lot of what they say. excuse me, a lot of people think that Monique is problematic. They think that, you know, she's overreacting as far as wanting more pay for her services. I'd have to say I disagree. I believe that Monique should demand what she wants to be paid. I mean, just like any of us. So yeah, she might be burning bridges with a couple of people, but I mean, it's only because she's putting the truth out there, right? But anyway, I was listening to her and her husband earlier, and her husband made an amazing, excellent point. He said, all of us are so worried about those crabs in a barrel pulling us back down, but no one ever stops to ask how we got in the barrel in the first place. Why have we contained ourselves inside of this small space with so many other people that don't want us to succeed anyway? Why are we continuing to stay in such an environment? You know? And we have to ask ourselves, why is there a barrel in the first place? And that's an amazing question. Who put us in that barrel? And it made me think, because that's the bigger picture that I think we're all missing. It's more of how can we break free to the point where we no longer even have to worry about being pulled back down into a barrel, because we were never in one in the first place. And that is a very, very valid point. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I thought it was interesting. Please give me feedback and let me know what you think about that statement. I think it's very profound and deep when you think about it, on more than just a professional level, but just in life. You know, would us finally breaking free of our environment propel us forward? I think 99% of the times it is your environment. You know, you have a great dream. You have a huge vision. You're doing all the right things, but you have the wrong people around you, giving you the wrong advice, telling you the wrong things to do. Most of the time, it's like an inherent jealousy. And it's sad, but most of the time, it's the people closest to us that end up turning their backs on us at some point. because the simple truth of the matter is you start to intimidate them. The more successful you become, you become someone who's intimidating, you become someone who's outshining them now. And that says more about them than it does you. So don't ever let that deter you away from your goals and your vision. All right, you guys, I feel like I'm going to have a cough attack again in a minute here, so I'm just going to end that on that note. But I just wanted to share that with you guys and give you an update of what's going on and what I'm doing. And please reach out if you want to get in touch with me. Email me at ColemanCasting@gmail.com. Check out my website, www.ColemanAllStars.com. Check out my YouTube channel, Talia the Mogul, or you can just go ahead and follow me on Instagram for any new updates at Talia the Mogul. Thank you guys so much for being patient with me while I'm over here coughing my lungs up. I love you guys. Thank y'all for the support in advance, and I will talk to you guys next time.